going to be spending some time in the bathroom today. It has taken me up until my senior year to notice an issue in my school that has been present since my freshman year. In a bathroom that has 6 sinks, I find myself waiting in a line on the one sink that has decent water pressure. I wondered if any of the other students had noticed this issue as well, so I decided to ask a few of them. On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate the sinks in the student bathrooms?
I'd say about a 3.
Why?
Because when you turn them on, sometimes the water sprays out super fast and gets all over the place, or just doesn't spray out at all.
What do you think of the sinks in the student bathrooms?
Well, the ones downstairs, I know they're really bad, and like when you go to use them, they just spray water everywhere, and it's kind of hard to use, so you have to like find certain ones. The ones upstairs aren't too bad, but I feel like it's just annoying when you have to walk around and try to find a sink that'll work when you're just trying to wash your hands in the bathroom.
What are the sinks like in the boys' bathroom?
Crappy.
After interviewing both males and females about the quality of the sinks where we are to wash our hands in our school bathroom, I can draw the conclusion that this is an issue in almost all 8 of the bathrooms provided to us students. Now I began to wonder if the teachers, who had their own separate bathrooms, had to deal with this aggravating issue as well. If they had, wouldn't they have brought attention to it by now? Do you ever use the student bathrooms?
Yes.
Have you ever noticed how only a few of the sinks have warm running water while the rest either let out a cold tiny trickle or you get full blast that soaks the entire front side of your body?
Yeah, I feel like I have experienced more of the latter, where it's just a really hard blast sometimes. Yeah, and right. It's kind of hard to control.
What are the sinks like in the staff restrooms?
They're similar. They're cleaner. but yes, they're I mean, it would be similar type and water pressure and temperature.
Okay. Do you ever use the student bathrooms?
I have before, yes. Notice after using the upstairs hallway that I'm in, and then also using the ones downstairs in the cafeteria, that how much water comes out, and also like where it's coming out, if that makes sense, how much is coming out. Sometimes it's completely different depending on which sink you're at, is what I've noticed.
If the teachers are rarely using the student restrooms and the sinks in their restrooms are perfectly fine, it's no wonder this issue has never been brought up by one of them. I have attended Licking Valley Schools my entire life. It is a wonderful community and a nice neighborhood. Our school is updated and remodeled, and some might even say out of all of the schools in our county, Licking Valley has some of the best facilities. Updating or even fixing the sinks in the student bathrooms doesn't seem like too much to ask. The school provided every student with their own laptop, if that tells you anything. To most, at least in the Licking Valley community, Granville is considered to be the rich school. That's because most people living in the town or attending Granville High School are very wealthy. I decided to ask a few students who had transferred from Granville to Licking Valley to compare our facilities. How many years did you go to Granville before moving to Licking Valley?
10 years.
Can you agree that the majority of the students attending Granville High come from a wealthy family?
Absolutely.
Although Granville is considered to be more of a high-class school, would you say that Licking Valley has better quality facilities?
Oh, definitely.
After gathering enough evidence to support my case, I went to the man himself, our principal. On a few interviews in which I have gathered quality information, 2 students who have transferred from Granville said that although Granville was considered to be a wealthier school, Valley overall had better facilities. Would you agree with this statement?
Really? our facilities are newer, and I've been in Granville's facilities a good bit. I think with a couple of exceptions, I would agree with that.
Okay. Do you ever use the student restrooms?
Sometimes.
So you are aware of the poor quality of the sinks that are provided to the students?
Are you talking about the faucets or the plumbing fixtures or the sinks themselves?
Both. They're very old, and the water itself that comes out, the pressure varies. One sink might have extreme pressure that shoots over the front of your shirt, and the others might have very little pressure. And some of them even make noises, if you've ever heard that.
Oh, no.
It's like a loud growl.
Okay. I hadn't heard that. But yes, I'm aware of the fact that like some of the faucets, when you turn them on, the water sprays out everywhere. Yes. And I'm annoyed by that as well.
Yes.
Very much so.
So, having a school with such outstanding facilities, it seems odd to me that when I use a restroom that provides 6 sinks, I have to wait on the 1 sink that does not shoot water all over the front of my shirt. Have you ever gotten this complaint from any other students?
No. Can't say that I have, honestly. I've noticed it myself, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
When was the last major renovation done at Licking Valley High School?
Oh, my. August 2018. We've done a lot of different kind of minor renovations all the time. I'll give you a couple of, well, no. In the boys' restrooms, for example, we just upgraded the lighting over Christmas break. Put in new carpet in 12 different classrooms and a new flooring in the media center last summer. So there's always things like that that are going on. I can tell you that some of the most persistent, annoying things that are hard to fix or hard to keep up with are plumbing and restroom related.
So whether it is just a faucet issue or a plumbing issue, me along with many other students have noticed it. Improving these sinks would result in students getting back to class quicker and making them more apt to wash their hands. Can you foresee this being a future renovation at Licking Valley High School?
I absolutely can. As a matter of fact, I will talk to our head custodian about that soon, like in the next day or so.
Okay.
Because it just seems like something that seems, I don't know, like something that might be very possible to fix fairly easily.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 15 sinks, I checked, of the 15 sinks in the 3 main boys' bathrooms, 6 of them are okay and the other, 15, 9 of them are not.
Wow.
So
9.
They spray all over the place.
Yes.
Yeah. It's annoying.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's it. After a long discussion with our principal, he realized that the sink issue really is an issue. He talked to someone higher up, and they decided that the sinks would be updated over spring break.